The Museum at Five Points in Cleveland is presenting a one-day event on Saturday, March 29th. Fiberworks features local and regional fiber artists. The artists will present handmade wearable art for display and purchase. I spoke with museum volunteers to learn more about this event. Clothing is often worn as an expression of yourself, your interest, and your own personal sense of fashion. Most people purchase their clothing off of a rack in a store, but having that one piece of handmade fashion art can become the perfect focus for a special outfit. Karen Weiser is a fiber artist that will have her work on display at Fiberworks. Karen, how do you define fiber arts for this exhibit?
What we wanted to do was we wanted to have a show that had wearables. I mean, these are garments and accessories that are made with fiber. We don't have any metal jewelry. We do have one woman who is doing some beautiful beaded things on leather, but the beads are hand sewn onto leather. We're not going into the other parts of wearables. It's hard to find a show that just has fiber and wearables combined. They are making beautiful garments that you can wear.
A lot of these pieces are hand woven, either by looms or by hand weaving on a frame.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are featuring textures embedded into the fabrics themselves. How did you choose which artists that you would accept for the show?
Last year was our first year, and so we spoke with Jerry Faulkner, who has done a similar show for, maybe 10 years in Tellico Plains that was wonderful. It's a lot of work, and they decided to not do it anymore. So Jerry had a lot of contacts that we got in contact with, and they said yes. I mean, we were so pleased. Phyllis Naris has a weaving group here in Cleveland. We got in touch with them and with the Chattanooga group. It was really fun to find all these different fiber artists in this area, though some go as far as Asheville. We've had a really good response with the artists in Asheville. Last year was a huge success, and so our artists told their friends, and now, you know, we have 7 new artists this year, which I think is really exciting and says a lot about what we did last year, both for the artists and for the people attending the show. Everybody had such a good time. It was word of mouth, and I think we're to the point where we're going to have to start juring the show. We don't want to have so many that you can't see everything. You know, we don't want it to be so crowded because we want people to be able to try on the things and walk around and see how they feel. And that makes it a lot more fun experience for everybody.
Former operations manager for the museum, Ken Cagle, is now a volunteer and co-chairing the Fiberworks show. Ticket holders can enjoy the exhibit and a lunch complete with fashion show featuring the wearable art.
We have a caterer this year. Once again, she's coming back to help us, Swiss Am, with Swiss Am Catering here in Chattanooga. Erica is a phenomenal caterer. She's providing the food for us this year. But the great thing about it is you get a chance to meet these artists up close and personal. You get to see the garments that they've made. You get to touch them. You get to wear them. And then you get to see a wonderful fashion show. And then the market also will be available for the folks to shop after the luncheon is over. It's just a great opportunity. And I was just blown away. I absolutely was just so amazed at the quality. You know, the museum store does sell fiber arts like quilts and, you know, gloves and scarves, but we've never seen nor ever had garments like we saw last year. It's just amazing. I was just blown away. And that's why we decided to sort of co-chair this again together and bring it back to Cleveland. And we'd love for the Chattanooga folks and Cleveland folks to come and join us on that day, March the 29th.
Some of the work is based on hand dyeing and block dyeing specific fabrics to create an image or a style. Who are your dyers?
Well, me for one. And then we have a new artist, Jane Bond, who created a wonderful asymmetrical jacket that she does hand dyeing with. And she also does the eco dyeing where she dyes with leaves and grasses and things. And there's another very interesting way of dyeing is you take pieces of metal and you let them rust onto the fabric and you get some wonderful designs. So she's doing that. We are both working mostly in silk. We start off with white fabric and then dye it and sew it into garments. Some of our hand weavers dye their own yarn, then they weave that. So there's quite a bit of dyeing going on, the good kind of dyeing.
Some of the textiles are machine woven, some are hand woven. I'm looking at this texture in a photo, which is very much a repeated symmetrical textured pattern that looks like it's maybe ironed pleats into different designs.
That is Diane Totten from Atlanta, who is new this year, and we're just thrilled. She teaches all over the United States and is really quite wonderful. We're very excited to have her. She has developed this technique. I don't know exactly how it works, but she weaves the fabric. It's called shibori, when you pleat the fabric and then you heat set the pleats. And that's where she's getting these wonderful designs. And it's something very unique to what she's doing. We're real excited to have her stuff in the show.
It looks like you also have some gauze weavings.
Now that is Kara May, and she is a machine knitter, and it's a very fine knit. And she's got some really kind of funky designs, I think. I mean, I love to see what she's done. I got to see her things in Asheville, and they're very interesting. I think people will like them a lot. Very wearable. What I like about our show is they are unique, and they're all one of a kind. But there's something that you could wear to the grocery store. You could wear it to the symphony. They're not so out of the box.
It's distinctively different and wearable art.
One of a kind, yes.
Yes. This is a one-day event.
Saturday, March the 29th.
And if you're not able to come to the luncheon, you can come from 1 to 3 and do some shopping.
Last year, it was called the Magic of Wearables Fiber Art Fashion Show. And there is something magical about putting this beautiful garment on that this person that you've talked to for 30 minutes has made. To me, it's just fascinating to see these beautiful garments that people have put so much love and interest in that you're able to buy it. You're not buying something from a mass-produced box store. This is something like a piece of art that you're going to have for many years to come. The event is March the 29th, Saturday. If you'd like to purchase tickets, you can call the Museum Center at Five Points. The phone number is 339-5745. We have several different ticket structures. If you're a member of the museum, obviously there is a perk of being a member of our museum. You get a member price. And if you're not a member, there's another price for you also. Ticket prices do go up after March the 24th. We'd like to know well in advance how many people are coming for the caterer. And we'd also like to let you know that this event is sponsored in part by Medford Retirement Group. The shopping times begin at 10 o'clock till 12 o'clock. Then we have the luncheon from 12 o'clock till about 1:30, and then you have until 3.
For more information, contact the Museum Center at Five Points in Cleveland by calling 423-339-5745. FiberWorks, a fashion show and market for local and regional fiber artists working with wearable art, is Saturday, March 29th. Tickets are available for the luncheon and fashion show. For those interested in just shopping, they can visit the market free from 1 until 3. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.